out at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as kaying, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwu and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purusa Pradela. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Quasi un bucaruto per il blu. Bucaruto per il blu. La Giulia guarda blu. La Giulia guarda blu. Oh, bucaruto per il blu. Bucaruto per il blu. La Giulia guarda blu. La Giulia guarda blu.
Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasalami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasalami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasalami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm. And weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasalamis. Kasalami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice, because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasalami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasalami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasalami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
I've made it. I don't in anything believe it. My heart feels rich when you're near me. There is no emptiness. Your special love and I can feel it. Deep in my soul, I see you've given me much more. Thank you for the greatest gift of all.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as kempol peret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As kempol peret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as kempol peret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball, because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol, because it uses the fingers. Peret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol peret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapai. For one bowl of es kempol peret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Ku terbang karena terpesona olehmu yang cantik rupawan. Oh, walaupun cintaku ini tak semanis madu, tapi hati ini kan selalu jadi milikmu. Oh, bila engkau ratu lembahku, akankah ku jadi rajamu? Kan ku jaga cinta kita berdua untukmu selalu. Bila suatu hari nanti berdua kita kan pergi, kan ku ajak kau terbang untuk menjemput mentari. Kau menjadi milikku selalu, sedekat dirimu dekat dengan hatiku, dan takkan ku lepas sayang. Kau bagaikan sinar mentari, bersinar di pagi hari, terus berlari-lari untuk kejar dirimu sayang. Walau pencintaku ini tak semanis madu, tapi hati ini jaga cinta kita berdua untukmu selalu. Bila suatu hari nanti berdua kita kau pergi, akan ku ajak kau terbang untuk menyambut. Oh, bila kau lalu lembahku, akankah ku jadi rajamu? Kan ku jaga cinta kita berdua
Spice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you to Indonesian traditional music and musical instruments from across Indonesia. This week, we'll invite you to know more about art and culture from North Sumatra, precisely to Tanah Karo, to know more about Gendang. Let's listen to Gendang Karo Rhythm. Enjoy.
Oppe nuang amak padenami, nunga dibaik kamu bodang dalihan natului. Asamar pangidua mahami, tangan mabotohon ujungnya jari-jari, jari-jari nai marsiga jangga-jangi, adorak sonidokon jumulohami marsatabi, amang batara guru humudul, batara guru padapotan, namalo mangajari, jojor-jojor manuturi, asamar guru hami tupatik nyamata debata, baik damang majo, godang batara gurui.
Thank you.
Karo Regency is one of Regency in North Sumatra province where the capital city is Kabanjahe. This regency is located on Karo Highland, Barisan Hills of North Sumatra. In Kabanjahe or Tanah Karo, we will introduce you to traditional instrument, namely Gendang Karo. Gendang Lima Sidalinen is percussion instrument which consists of five instruments and played by five persons. The instruments are one penarune, two penggual, and two simalugong. It is called Gendang Lima Sidalinen because the sound of music is produced by five different instruments, namely sarune as an aerophone, gendang indung as a membranophone, and gendang anak as a membranophone, gong, and penganak. But it is also called Gendang Lima Sidalinen, Ranggutna 10-2.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, gendang telu, sedalenan consists of three instruments which are played together, which consists of kulchapi or long neck lute as a melody, keteng keteng as a ideal chordophone or tube zither, as rhythmically, and mangkuk bentar as a idiophone as a tempo. In Kyoto's culture, people mention musician as sir jabaten, meaning on duty. Sir jabaten consists of players of saruni, gendang singanaki, gendang singindungi, gendang penganak, and gong. Each instrument player in Karol traditional ethno-scenes has a name. Take for example, saruni player is called panaruni. Gendang or singanaki and singindungi player is called pangguwa. And penganak player is called simalu penganak. And gong player is called simalugung. And also mangkuk michiho player is called simalu mangkuk michiho. Gendang karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gendang karo art is similar with Japanese folk art. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its tempo or patterns are not complicated and static. But to blow sarune needs certain technique. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, song, as well as traditional rituals. So, gendang karo is complete if there are saruni, gendang si ngindungi, gendang singanaki, penganak, and gong to accompany a ceremony or party. Well, listen, that was a glimpse of gendang karo. And to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to gendang. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program.
presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, welcome to Indonesia Today with your host, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 1 hour, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And don't forget that you can tune in to our online streaming in voanews.id in shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming in voanews.id and our application in RRE Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. Hello and welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. In commemoration of the World Tuberculosis Day, Indonesia commits to eliminating tuberculosis by 2030. Indonesian Coordinating Minister Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono calls for joint efforts to address flooding in Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, and Bekasi. I'm Ray and this is the news in details. In commemoration of World Tuberculosis Day, March 24th, Indonesia commits to eliminating TB by 2030. To achieve this ambitious target, stronger commitment, increased investment, and enhanced healthcare infrastructure are necessary. Desi Adukranov has the latest.
Tuberculosis or TB remains a major health challenge in Indonesia with an ambitious goal of eliminating the disease by 2030. However, concerns have arisen about whether this target is achievable given the current pace of progress. Dr. Elina Burhan, an expert in pulmonology and infectious diseases, told Voice of Indonesia on Monday that eliminating TB is not impossible, but it requires stronger commitment from all sectors, including the governments, medical institutions, and society at large.
Tuberculosis is a transmitted disease, but it can be cured and preventable. That's one that people need to know. And for the government and everyone else, like the medical staff and the hospital, the facility, let's improve our commitment that elimination is on the way. Let's marching in together for this elimination. And actually the elimination is in 2050. And the definition of elimination, the criteria is only one positive TB in 1 million population.
To speed up the TB elimination process, experts emphasized the need for increased investment in diagnostic, accessibility to treatment, and public awareness campaigns. Erlina believed that by strengthening early detection programs, ensuring treatment adherence, and improving healthcare infrastructure, we can accelerate TB elimination in Indonesia.
Experts remind tuberculosis commemoration should uphold Indonesia's achievements in the fight against the disease. Andi Ramdoni with the reports.
Professor Erlina Burhan, a professor at the Faculty of Medicine, University of Indonesia, stated on Monday that World Tuberculosis Day serves as a key moment to renew the spirit of eliminating tuberculosis or TB in Indonesia. In an interview on the Voice Talk program with RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, she also stressed the importance of this year's TB commemoration as a vital opportunity to preserve Indonesia's progress in the fight against TB.
Anyhow, I want to say that today, the World TB Day, I would like to remind everyone to strengthening the moment of we can reinvigorate our spirit, commitment, and action. Very important action to end TB in Indonesia. So I want to emphasize that 2025 is a very critical moment for us. Why? Because I think we actually are scoring some good result, some positive result. Let's say with increasing notification, also increasing the success rate. I mean, we are in a good condition. So the strengthening is being done to get some stakeholder on board and to ensure investment in use in efficient way. You know, our president, Prabowo Subianto, already put TBS one of the priority. So I think I'm so happy with this strategy that being brought by the new president. So I do hope that everything will be implemented on ground efficiently and effectively. So we can marching in with the global, community to NTB in 2030.
World TB Day, observed on March 24, highlights the urgent need to end tuberculosis, the world's deadliest infectious disease. This year's theme, Yes, We Can End TB, Commit, Invest, Deliver, calls for a real action, strong national approaches, proper financing, and community involvement to accelerate TB prevention, treatment, care, and research.
Indonesia faces new TB challenges, including drug resistance and treatment following. Again, Andi Ramdoni with the reports.
Indonesia is currently facing new challenges in addressing tuberculosis or TB domestically. In an interview on the Voice Talk program with RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Monday, Professor Erlina Burhan, a faculty member at the University of Indonesia's Faculty of Medicine, said these challenges include assistance to TB drugs and the critical need for TB patients to remain committed to completing their treatment. She explained that although tuberculosis is caused by the same germ, Mycobacterium tuberculosis, the treatment process has become more complex due to changing conditions for patients during treatment.
Previously, 2 decades ago, we are struggling with sensitive tuberculosis, but now we are facing a new challenge, or so-called drug-resistant tuberculosis. And this drug-resistant tuberculosis cases is increasing anywhere in Indonesia. So this is something that really we need to pay attention, focus on, because the treatment of drug-resistant tuberculosis is different with sensitive tuberculosis. The drug is more powerful, meaning a bit toxic than the original one, and also with a bit more of a side effect. And also there are challenges in what we call it, the adherence, the compliance of the patient to complete the treatment until the end.
Erlina urged the public, especially those suffering from TB, to follow their doctor's advice and complete their treatment even if they feel better. She also called on families, doctors, drug providers, and the government to ensure full support for TB.